Hello, I'm Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, I'm speaking with Deputy Fire Chief John Kane, who oversees the Special Operations and EMS Division for the City of Syracuse. Now, this time of year, there seems to be an increase in fires, so we want to talk about fire safety. Deputy Kane, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So as I mentioned, we seem to hear a lot more about house fires this time of year. So why is that? And what are some fire safety tips that you can offer?
So you're right. In December, January, and February, there is an increase in house fires. A large number of them are related to home heating equipment. We're obviously getting into the cold weather. So, you know, home heating equipment becomes a big part of the equation for structure fires, unfortunately. I guess our first recommendation is always to make sure that you have a sufficient number of smoke detectors in your home. You should install and test smoke detectors as well as carbon monoxide detectors, one on every floor, one outside of every sleeping area, and also in the sleeping area if you can. If it's a very large room or very long hallway, you may need to consider having multiple detectors in those areas and test them each month, you know, just utilizing the test button. Make sure that they do work, that they're audible. You know, with your family, practice some exit drills. A lot of people tend not to do that, and we try and emphasize that it's very important. You know, get together with your family, especially if you have children. Make sure everyone knows at least two ways out of the home. How are they going to escape in the event of a fire? So if the hallway is impassable, make sure they have an alternative, whether it's a window or something else. Certainly have your home heating equipment checked and serviced by qualified professionals. You should do that every season, and also have your chimney cleaned, things like that. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. They're not intended for that, and that can be very dangerous. And then really, one other thing that's very important to us is we want to remind everyone that space heaters can be very dangerous. We recommend that you don't use it. About half of the home heating equipment fires that I mentioned are actually caused by space heaters. So if you do use them, again, which we don't recommend, never leave them unattended. If you leave the room, you need to turn them off. Keep them several feet away from any combustibles, you know, meaning laundry, bedding, papers, things like that. Never use them while you sleep. Don't plug them into extension cords or power strips. They should be plugged into an electrical outlet directly, and there should only be one space heater plugged in per receptacle. Don't overload the circuit. But really, I think the main point is that space heaters can be inherently dangerous. Please don't use them, but if you must, you know, use them with caution. If you have a fireplace or a wood burning stove, when you clean it out, store the ashes in a tightly covered metal container. Store that outside, at least 10 feet away from your house and any other nearby buildings. And of course, anytime you see or smell smoke in your home, alert everyone else, evacuate, and call 911 right away.
You mentioned having an escape plan. And I think a lot of people assume that this will not happen to me. So they don't spend that kind of time. So can you, again, just kind of expound a little bit on the types of things that people should be considering when considering an escape route?
Sure. I think it's human nature for people to assume that it won't happen to them. But you should gather your family, everyone that lives in your house, and discuss, okay, if there is a fire, if the smoke detectors start going off and we all can't escape together, what are we each going to do individually and come up with a plan, whether it's an alternative exit out a window. Hopefully you don't have to do that. Make sure everyone knows a couple ways to get out of the home safely. And then once you're out of the home, pick a spot outside in the front yard to gather so that you all know that everyone is okay. It's very important to let the firefighters know when they show up if everyone is out or if there are still people trapped. And if there are, in fact, people trapped in the home, where exactly are they so that we can go in and get them out?
So again, Deputy Kane, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to give us some tips on being safe this time of year, but any time of year. Thank you for those fire safety tips. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.